We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's so funny because I bought strawberries at the grocery store yesterday, and I was tasting them like, oh, they're getting so good. So I guess it's the right time to do the Albion Strawberry Festival.
Yep, this is it. So this is happening Friday and Saturday this weekend up in Albion towards Ontario, so north of Buffalo. It's a 32nd annual event. They're obviously going to have food, craft booths, festival games like I Got It will be there. Chicken barbecue, live music. They're going to have a car show, a parade, pretty much exactly what you would think. Tons of strawberries, obviously.
Strawberry shortcake and all things strawberry. That sounds fun. On Saturday, the summer party at Resurgence.
This is happening all day long. They're going to be kicking off the summer. They've got carnival games, a dunk take photo booth, cornhole, giant Jenga and Connect Four, plus tons of great beers. They're also going to have local food trucks and vendors, and they're actually going to have a strawberry IPA, so it really is the season for strawberries.
I've had the blueberry from Ellicottville. I've never had a strawberry IPA. Have you?
No, but this is the
Doesn't
chance
sound
to try
good?
It.
I know. I guess so.
Next up, Batavia for the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest.
Yep, so this one's happening Saturday from 3 to 7. At Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. So they're going to have a bunch of different bourbons and whiskeys at the location. You can sample them. So if you kind of missed our Whiskey Fest over in January, this is a good chance to check it out. You get a festival t-shirt with your entry, and then Thurman Thomas is going to be there. So
of course.
Can't beat that.
No, you can try to get tickets to his party that's happening when they do the Monday Night Football game for... You talk him into that, you know?
That's what you do. You go there and have a chat with him. Back to Buffalo, the Allentown Art Festival. When and where?
I feel like this is like the start of festival summer season right now. Mm-hmm. The Allentown Art Festival, the Allen West Fest. This is happening Saturday and Sunday all day long. Starts at 10 a.m. This is on Delaware Avenue. So, go down to Delaware, you're going to see it's going to be blocked off. Just try to find street parking. It's the whole chunk of that. Allen West Fest wraps around where Nietzsche's is. And that's
you can kind of ride the festival, like one festival to another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they connect. So, like, you don't have to go to two separate locations. Like, you literally just go to one or the other, and they both kind of intersect.
They have, like, signs that say, you're now entering the Allen West Fest. It's
what
really
is
funny.
The Allen West Fest?
It's like the little brother of the Allentown Art Festival.
It's a little bit freakier.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
It's, like,
is
more
it?
Like...
Yeah.
I don't know that it's more local, but it's like more smaller businesses, less expensive stuff, and more crafty.
Yeah, the Allentown Art Festival has more like your glassware, like your woodworking stuff, like the larger paintings that you see. And then the Allen West Fest has like local t-shirts and like little postcards and tiny little prints and stuff. So it's
cool.
Both of them combined have something for everyone.
The weather looks to be the best in years for the Allentown Art Festival. And the one thing I've always noticed is that when they do the Friday night setup of all the tents on Allen, on Delaware, they start going up tonight, Jan. It's always been a monsoon. And so Friday, Saturday, they got to deal with tents that have moved or been blown over or whatever. I think we got the perfect weather. But be careful if you're downtown tonight, late night. Know that Delaware is going to be just covered with all the tents getting ready for Saturday morning.
That's my favorite part. I was looking at, for the Allen West Fest, Dukes is doing a pig roast.
Oh,
which is, that's like
trust me, freak show. It's fun. It's awesome. That's going to be great.
East Aurora's got a music festival this weekend.
Yep, this one's happening all day Saturday in East Aurora. They're going to have... It says 60 bands, 200 musicians, 20 venues, and 100 hours of music, which is just really fun. They're going to have food trucks. It's happening all down Main Street and Elm Street, sort of where Elm Street Bakery is. So all the different bars. I mean, you can't even find a business or bar or restaurant that's not going to have live music. 189 Public House, which if you've never been there, this is an awesome opportunity to check that out. 42 North Brewing will have live music, Griffin Gastropub. Pretty much anywhere you go.
It's a ticketed event?
You buy a wristband. I think it's $10, and they do that for like a bunch of different charities it benefits. So
cool.
Definitely get one. You get entry to all the bars, and then you get access to the shuttle, too.
I like the kids under 12 free, and then veterans are free as well.
There's so many different places to drink beer. Isn't it hard to keep track of which part of town I'm drinking in? You know what I mean? Like, I hear Griffin, and we've got a Griffin.
Good problem, bad problem.
It is, absolutely. All right, and then we've got a big air show happening.
This is really cool. So Ryan is a huge airplane nerd, and this is happening Saturday and Sunday down at the Niagara Falls Air Reserve, which is right by the Niagara Falls Airport. There's going to be signs everywhere. It's free parking and free to get into. And I went a couple years ago. It's really, really cool. So this is when the military airplanes from both the U.S. and Canada do, like, the synchronized flights, and they do, like, the patterns, and they swish in and out. And there was a photo I saw yesterday, and it's like they put on the caption, like, not photoshopped, and it was two planes, one upside down and one regular, and
right,
they're like
an
inch away, and it's just like they're that good.
There are only three of these types of groups in North America, and we have two of them here this week, and it's huge that the Thunderbirds are going to be there and the Snowbirds from across the border are going to be there. There's a lot of vintage craft. There's new stuff. This is the biggest and most showy military air show happening in North America this year. This is the one.
Yeah. The aviator game is going to be so on point this weekend.
Oh, with your Ray-Bans?
Oh, you got to do like the total. I mean, and not for nothing. I don't know. Sounds like
and you can park
it
anywhere around
social.
The Niagara Falls Airport. It's all the same air base.
Like, I mean, you know.
You'll see everything. There are some great views.
I don't mind
spots.
This. Yes, there are. I don't mind this at all. Buffalo Beer Prom 2018.
Beer Prom?
Yep, that's a thing. So this is happening Saturday at the Barrel Factory in the Old First Ward area. And your tickets include two beer tickets, hors d'oeuvres, and dinner. So that's a pretty good deal. They're going to have dancing. You get a post-prom goodie bag. So this is like an adult prom. Wear prom attire.
Love it.
And it's actually a fundraiser for a scholarship that encourages women to be educated and advance in the beer industry in this region, which is really cool.
And the Barrel Factory again, the First Ward area?
Yep, that's, and they have like a bunch of different businesses in there. They have an event venue, but it's a gorgeous space.
It's right across from Swanee House.
Oh, cool.
Easy to find.
Okay, I know.
Let's hustle over to Hamburg on Saturday from 2 till 6. It's Hamburg Wine About.
This is for all the wine lovers. If you got your fill of beer this week, and that was a tongue twister. Now this is for your wine. This is 2 to 6 on Saturday all over the village of Hamburg, so you can go kind of where like 10,000 wineries is, where the Grange is, Juicy Burger. That whole area is going to be just popping with people. There's going to be a bunch of different wineries and meaderies down there doing samples. All the local restaurants will be doing something, so like Prima Oliva, Sweet Pea Bakery, which is a really cute bakery. And this is just your chance to try a bunch of different stuff, kind of walk outside, enjoy the weather, and try a bunch of great local wines and meads.
And I love it. Tiki and Tacos 2018.
Yeah, this one's cool. This is happening Sunday, kind of a Sunday fun day at Lloyd Taco Factory in Williamsville.
That's the one across from Williamsville South?
Yeah.
Home of the Woodhouse Day Spa.
I know exactly the building.
And they've got the coolest window in the back. Like, you just want to eat lunch right at the window.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so this is like a combination of food, like Polynesian-inspired dishes from Lloyd. So they're making the food, and then there's like a tiki cocktail pop-up. it's called the Veiled Pearl, and they go around to different restaurants and make tiki cocktails specifically. So your tickets include three full-size custom-crafted cocktails plus all-you-can-eat food at Lloyd.
Save the drive to Bora Bora and just go there and have your tiki action.
Tickets are only like $45. I looked it up because when I read all-you-can-eat food and tiki cocktails, I'm like, this is too good to be true.
It's a Hawaiian paradise type of theme, and it sounds like perfect Sunday.
I don't mind that one bit. Where can everyone find the information about what's happening this weekend?
StepOutBuffalo.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.